Alright, we're back here in the locker room with Billy Schwein, Scotty McKay on 97.3 ESPN and the mobile app. Got our big show lined up today and our special guest we'll bring up in a few seconds. But first, Scooter, I want to get to the House Master Home Inspection Twitter poll question of the day. At Locker Room 973, has the addition of the Phillies' new relievers helped the Phillies turn the corner? Has the addition of the Phillies' new relievers helped them turn the corner? At Locker Room 973 or at 973 ESPN right now, 75% say yes, 25% say no. Hey, Scooter, what time is it?
It's time for the Locker Room's push to get Brian Propp into the Hockey Hall of Fame, which is sponsored by Wolf Commercial Real Estate. It is a full-service commercial real estate brokerage and advisory firm specializing in office, retail, medical, industrial, and investment properties in southern New Jersey and the Philadelphia region. They provide a complete range of real estate service to commercial landlords, tenants, investors, developers, banks, commercial loan servicers, guided by their total commitment to their clients and their community. For all of your commercial real estate needs, please call WCRE at 856-857-6300. And Paul Rumbos and Major Medical want to thank the Locker Room, Billy and Scotty, for their efforts in getting Brian Propp into the Hockey Hall of Fame. Stats alone should be the reason, but with his off-ice contributions and his integrity as a person, they should be another factor in making this happen. Thank you both again, and thank all the first responders in our community. Go Flyers! Now, let's go to the Barb's Harley-Davidson Sports Hotline and welcome in former Flyer great and Flyers Hall of Famer, my best friend, Brian Propp. What's up, Propper?
Hey, how you guys doing today? It's a rainy day out, but still, it doesn't matter. We're smiling and happy to be here.
Go so far!
That means you couldn't go fishing this morning.
That's right. I know. I have to have a shovel because it's too wet.
Exactly.
Hey, Propper, I've been seeing on Facebook some of those big fish you've been reeling in.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I'm a good fisherman. So that's another thing that I've been doing well, fishing and play a little golf with Scott McKay and PJ Rumbus. And so it's all good, you know, because it's all about good friends that you have. And I want to thank Jason Wolf and Paul Rumbus for sponsoring the locker room the last weeks, and because they're my friends, but they really care about the things that they have.
Well, I got to tell you, Brian, over the last 13 weeks, we've been doing the push for Brian Propp to get into the Hockey Hall of Fame. And before we get into all the numbers and talk about some of your fond memories of your career, I want to say this to you. You can judge the character of a man and how much he's well liked by people by what they say about him. And everybody to the man, everybody that we've had on, from Lou Nolan to Steve Coach to all your former teammates to Mike Keenan, the former head coach, everybody spoke very highly of you, Brian. And that doesn't surprise me, because I know that back in the day, When I used to fly around, you know, I worked at U.S. Airways and fly to city, if I was ever stiffed for tickets by either Tock or Chief, you were right there for me. So I really appreciate it. I want to say thank you.
Well, and it was so nice of my former players and coaches and people that I know to get on the calls. I know Mark Howe is a Hall of Fame framer, and Ron Hextall, Lou Nolan, Coates, Scott Mallaby, Jeff Harden, Doug Crossman, Mike Keenan, Jeff Cheffrin, and Fred Ishman, and Dave Poole, and they all contribute. They said nice things. But when it comes to it, it's not about me getting in the Hall of Fame. It's just me being a good person and trying to give back and helping other people.
Well, there's another aspect of your life that we haven't really touched with all the other players. We will touch on that today. People just see one thing when they see a person. They see his expertise on the ice or the court or the field, whatever it may be. But you've done so many things after your career as far as charitable work, the works with Bancroft Neuro Rehab, which we'll get into because, you know, for the listeners that don't know, Brian suffered a stroke. It'll be, 5 days from now, it'll be 5 years back in 2015 on September 3rd. And you've had a lot of work to do just as much as you probably did in your career to get back to a life that you could live normally again. And with that, you've now taken that and you're helping other people who are suffering brain injuries themselves. So we cheers to you for all the work that you've done with Bancroft Neuro Rehab. How's that been for you?
Good. Yeah, it's been really good. And because I had a massive stroke almost 5 years ago, as you said, Scooter. And so I was on vacation with my family in Annapolis, and I felt okay the first day, and then I had, but it was caused because I had AFib. And so the clot went into my heart, into my brain. So in the middle of the night, I fell out of bed. I had a bad headache, and I fell out of bed. You know, all those years playing hockey, I only lost a couple of tees, but that happened that night. But thankfully, my family was there, and I was there, so I couldn't talk, couldn't move. And so I could have died right then. So every day that I'm alive, I appreciate everything that I have. And it took me a year and a half to rehab with my speech therapy and occupational therapy and physical therapy because it took me a long time because I couldn't talk for 3 months. The only thing I could say was and Bernie Pront. you had to learn with your brain how to get better. So with my speech therapist, it took a long time, but it took me a year and a half. But thankfully, I'm still able to have balance and play hockey with the guys that I know at the morning hockey in Pensauken. Every day that I skate with them, I'm thankful to be alive and to have fun with them and to play golf with you, Scooter. I know you hit the ball farther than me now because I can only swing for 3/4 of a ball, but we have fun.
That's
why it makes it life worth living.
Well, that's the only good thing that came out of this stroke. I can finally now hit the ball further than you. You know?
but I yell a lot.
But you're getting it back, though. You're not far off.
Yeah, okay, yeah, definitely. But,
Well, you know what's weird?
And with Bancroft, I've been an ambassador for them almost 2 years now, and so I give back with a lot of people. But a lot of people that have strokes, they need hope about what they're going for. And so a story that I have last year, I met a guy that was a really good golfer. His name's Randy Rolfe. And so he's still affected by it now. He's going to be playing in our golf tournament for Bancroft September 25th at the Union League at the Shore. And he's really looking forward to it because I have Nick of Gisty, another stroke survivor, and me with a team. And so they're fortunate that they can still get back to it. And so his right side was affected. And so he kind of misses the swing a little bit more. And so stories like this that I talk with them all the time and give them hope and then just give them encouragement and let them to with Bancroft has done a wonderful job with the staff that they have. And that's really important for anybody that has strokes.
We're talking with Brian Propp, former Flyers great. And Brian, let's start to look back a little bit on your career. From 1980, I mean, the Flyers are now locked in a 1-1 tie with the New York Islanders, and that's the first, your rookie year, you played against the Islanders in the Stanley Cup. What's your some memories about that first year on that 1980 team?
Well, that year was the year I was a rookie with Pete Peterson. We had a 35 undefeated streak that year, which was unbelievable. And the way it was set up is that you played against number one against number 16. And so, that's why it was the Islanders against Flyers. And after that, they changed the conferences. And that's why we kind of got beat up against the Islanders after that. And then Edmonton kind of came in and they won easily. So like it was a tough conference. And so after the 80, when we played against the Islanders, it kind of changed a little bit. And so we played against the East and so got knocked out. And so like, you know, that's what happened in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, it's funny, like I said, they are playing the Islanders now. And Brian, I look back at that 1980 series, and it's amazing that out of the 26 goals that the Islanders scored in that series, 16 of them were either power plays or shorthanded goals. And that's kind of an incredible stat when you think about that, that I guess that, you know, there was, and it, to my point is there was a lot of penalties taken back then. And it probably in some senses cost that series because the seemed like the Islanders were always on the power play, and that's effective to all your players that are yourself and Dave Poole and guys like that, that, you know, have to get out beyond the ice and kill penalties all the time. But even looking up to the series that they just played against Montreal, the four games that the Flyers won, they had a total of 20 minutes in penalties, and the two games that they lost, they had 60. So I think it almost, like, it translates, like, you know, stay out of the box. Like we all, as coaches, we always tell our players, stay out of the box and good things are going to happen. So what are your fondest memories back then from when you first started playing as a rookie?
Because I was fortunate that I got drafted by the Philadelphia Flyers 14th overall. That was the year that the league merged, and so there was only one league, and then it was an 18-year-old draft instead of a 19-year-old draft. And so like a guy like a Bork, Lori Boschman got drafted before me, but it was good for me because the Flyers were playing well, and I got picked later, which helped me with my career because then we can get in the playoffs all the time. And I fit them really well with their play, because I was a tough forward. But it was having players like Bob Clark and Reggie Leach and Bill Barber that led by example, and you know, the coach Pat Quinn was awesome. But it's all about the team. If you don't have a good team, you don't win, because the Flyers always had character players, and that's why all these guys that have been calling the last 12 weeks remember how we played in the 80s and how they made it work. And, you know, even with the death of Pelle Lindbergh, it affected a lot of people, but it brought a lot of people closer. And it really was nice just to be that long for the Flyers. And but having a leader like Bob Clark and Dave Poulin and Mark Howe and Brad McCrimmon, it made a big difference because the coaches just kind of knew what they had to do and just had it kind of easy. Like you said, the playoffs are different. You have to play much better in the playoffs. You have to be a better scorer. It's tough, 5-on-5. You have to find a way to get to the front of the net and get goals. And that's why the Flyers have kind of struggled a little bit with their power play and 5-on-5.
All right, we're talking with Brian Propp. Brian, would you mind holding on with us? We're going to take a commercial break. We'd like to keep you through the break and have you for the next segment. Can you stick around?
Well, of course I can.
All right, Kafai, you just hold tight. I want to remind people the first hour of the locker was powered by Surety Title. Surety provides comprehensive title insurance protection, professional settlement services for home buyers and sellers, real estate agents and brokers, lenders, home builders and developers, and attorneys to facilitate real estate purchases. Surety is an industry-wide leader with a team of experts who will help you through the entire process. From contract signing to closing, from the shore to center city and every place in between, Surety Title is there for you. With 15 office locations in New Jersey and PA, that's Surety Title. For more information, call our good friend Ron Conklin at 856-988-8900. Friends, let me tell you about Maserati, the main line, located minutes from downtown Philadelphia. They offer a customer-focused car buying experience designed to exceed all expectations and invite you to stop in and learn about their entire line of premium luxury vehicles, including the sporty Ghibli midsize sedan and the class-defining all-new Levante, the only SUV worthy being called a Maserati. Maserati, the main line, is national leader in Maserati certified pre-owned sales. But the experience does not end at the point of a sale. as Maserati the Mainline offers free pickup and delivery for scheduled service appointments and provides new Maserati loaner cars. So add a little bit of flair to your next new vehicle. Contact our good friend Michael Pileggi at Maserati the Mainline today at 484-804-4800. That's 484-804-4800. Or visit them online anytime at MOTML.com. All right, when we return, we'll continue with more with Brian Propp. You're listening to The Locker Room with Billy Schwein on 97.3 ESPN and the mobile app. All right, we're back here in the locker room with Billy Schwein on 97.3 ESPN and the mobile app. We're in our Push for Prop segment that we've been doing for the last 13 weeks. And, of course, we're talking with the man himself, Brian Propp. And Brian, my next question for you is, you play with a lot of great Flyers teams, on a lot of great Flyers teams. You play with a lot of great teammates. Which is your favorite team and why?
Well, it's the Flyers because I was there for 11 years. And, I started with Bob Clark and Barber and Leach, and then Holmgren and Lindsman. And then we kind of switched to Dave Poulin and Tim Kerr and Mark Howe and Brad McCrimmon. And then, of course, I like to talk it and Zezel and Mellenby and Smith. Like, it was a nice way to continue with the younger guys and the experienced guys.
Which one was your favorite team out of those 10 years with the Flyers?
Well, I think at the end it'll probably be in 87 with Dave Poulin, Mark Howe, and Hextall, because we went to the finals, Game 7, and... But we were in the playoffs every year. But it's tough to say what it is. I mean, of course, Poulin and I were two of the best penalty killers in the 80s, which made it much better. So we had a lot of time doing that. And Hextall with shooting the puck the way he did changed the way the game was. So we got a lot of 2-on-1 breakaways and. It was all been really fun. I mean, it's, hawk assigned. It's just so nice to be alive and be happy and with your life and working hard. And to me, it doesn't matter if I get in the Hall of Fame. I had a life that's with friends and family and Flyers alumni and good friends. That's what it's all about. After life, it's just how you live and how you are.
No, it's always good to be alive. That's for sure.
And Scooter, I don't mean to interrupt you, but it just brought back the thought. We had Ron Hextall on the show a couple weeks back, and Scooter going to testify to this. We were talking since the Flyers were playing the Montreal Canadiens. One subject that came up was when, you took a vicious hit by Chris Chelios in Game 6 of the 1989 Stanley Cup playoffs. Ron Hextall had your back. How did that make you feel when you saw Hexy charge Chelios?
Well, at that time, it was the conference finals and his first game. We played Game 7 against Pittsburgh and beat them, and then in Montreal, the game after that, Chelios hit me in the corner and from behind. And then I missed one game. I was out, knocked out the whole day and night. And so, but I only missed one game when you think about that. And Game 6, I scored a goal and an assist, and then we lost, leaving by two. But Hextall, he just a great leader because of what he did, because I'll never forget what he did to help me send a message to your teammates. I respect him so much for that, for what he did, just for a team. And that's what it's all about, winning and losing with a team.
Well, hey, Proper, I'm going to ask you, other than the birth of your two children, Paige and Jackson, what has been your most proudest moment hockey-wise?
Probably winning the Canada Cup in 87, because at that time it was Team Canada against Russia. At that time, the Russians were really good. They couldn't get drafted, and so they just played every tournament to win, like the Olympics and Canada Cups and things like that. But you know, it was special for me to play on Team Canada with Gretzky and Lemieux on their line most of the tournament, and playing all the top leaders in the world. Dale Hawerchuk just passed away with cancer.
Yeah.
And so I'll miss him because I used to go to some of his golf tournaments in Ontario and at Winnipeg, and he was a great guy. And so, like, again, it's you see people that aren't alive anymore. So that's why it makes it so much special just to be part of life and being happy. And you know, I know for in another month I'm going to get married to Eileen McKay, and so I'm really looking forward to that. I have good family and friends and good friends there that will be there.
Hey Brian, since you couldn't marry Scott, you had to get marry another McKay, huh?
Right.
That's
they
right.
Just spell it. They spell it wrong. That's all. No big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know. Yeah. Listen, you've had a great life. You really have. You've got two tremendous kids. You've been a tremendous athlete, and like I said, you're an ambassador for the Flyers. You were an announcer for 9 years for the Flyers. You've kept your career going, and used all the stuff that you learned over your life to continue. And you're doing a great job as the strategic business manager for Wolf Commercial Real Estate. And you know, and for a guy that really came here and was pretty quiet all along, now we can't even shut him up once in a while. You know, I mean, he's at every networking event every night, and I'm sure this pandemic has slowed that down and kind of made you feel funny. But we appreciate everything that you've done, and your friendship to me over the years is second to none.
And, so, you know, Scott, I just want to say that Brian Propp, man, you guys, you always had one thing about you guys. Guys are always laughing and joking around and keeping things light. I guess that's part of the game too, right, Brian? Like always, just like not taking life too serious.
Hey, yeah. Well, in the playoffs, it's a little different, but you have to concentrate all the time and then go from there. But it's so nice to have friends and that are having fun and laughing, and that's what it's about, laughing and having a good life. And you know, and now I've just got started with my own Guffaw cigar brand, which is exciting for me to try to do that. And you know, I've been with the Flyers alumni board, and you know, so like all the people that I know, it kind of makes it easy. The people supporting me, because every cigar box that I sell, I give a percentage back to Bancroft to help them too.
Brian,
how can they get a box?
You can go to guffawcigars.com and you can order online. I have 425 boxes of 10 for with limited edition numbered and a special prize in them. It's only one time that you can get offered, and then after that, I'm going to have other cigars for sale after that.
That's great. So guffawcigars.com, GUFFAWCIGARS.com is the site to go to get his cigars. And, you know, Brian, we've had – you know, you're a guy that takes a ton of pictures, and we've had some great pictures over the years. And I look back through stuff from back in the day when we were on some of the Flyers cruises together. And, you know, I look back at some of these pictures. There's pictures of me and you and E.J. McGuire, Gene Hart, Brad McCrimmon, and Peter Zezel. There's four guys in that picture that are no longer with us. So when you say you're super thrilled to be alive, I mean, you know, there's a lot of guys that weren't that old that are no longer with us. And we give our blessings out to all of them and their families over the years.
Yeah, as long as everybody is happy with their life and doing whatever they want, I mean, it's it makes it special. And, you know, for me, like 5 years ago, like, again, I almost died. But thankfully, my family was there, and the help that I got from the stroke people, it was pretty amazing. And so, you know, you keep working at it as an athlete to get better at everything. And I've done a couple other things that have helped a lot of other people, like even for balance, it's Vox socks and Insights. And there's a Beamer machine that I've been using. And, you know,
I think we lose him. Did we lose Brian?
Yeah, he's kind of. I think his internet's cutting in and out.
All right. Well, if we got. Is Brian there? All right. Well, we got to wrap it up anyway. So let's. Let's wrap it up. I want to thank Brian Propp. I mean, it's been a great segment, Scooter, all year. Over the last 13 weeks, it's been a lot of fun. I really appreciate Brian taking time to come on the show, and we really wish him well, and we hope, Brian, that you make the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. We're pushing for it, and we'll revisit this in the new year in 2021.
All right.
So that the Locker Room's push to get Brian Propp into the Hockey Hall of Fame is sponsored by Wolf Commercial Real Estate. It's a full-service commercial real estate brokerage and advisory firm specializing in office, retail, medical, industrial, and investment properties in southern New Jersey and the Philadelphia region. They provide a complete range of real estate services to commercial landlords, tenants, investors, developers, banks, commercial loan services, guided by their total commitment to their clients and their community. For all of your commercial real estate needs, please call WCRE at 856-857-6300. And Paul Rumbos and Major Medical want to thank the Locker Room, Billy and Scotty, for their efforts in getting Brian into the Hockey Hall of Fame. Stats alone should be the reason, but with his off-ice contributions and his integrity as a person should be a factor in making that happen. Thank you both again, and thanks to all the first responders in our community. Go Flyers.
All right, the first hour of the Locker Room was powered by Surety Title. Hey, just about everybody in our area has heard about the Jersey Man and Philly Man magazine run by ex-Philadelphia tight end Ken Dunnick. But were you aware of their private business network they call the Legacy Club? Every month they hold private events at upscale locations in Philadelphia, South Jersey that attract over 200 top business people. If you have an interest in attending one of these events and see if it's a fit for your business, send an email to ken@jerseymanmagazine.com or call them at 856-912-4007 for more information. All right, when we return, we'll wrap up the first hour. You're listening to The Locker Room with Billy Schwein on 97.3 ESPN.